Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, Kimberly Lewis, the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. Lots to talk about today and some good news amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, among other things. Good morning, Kim. Great to have you with us again.
Good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Kim, it's been a while, but Goodwill, fortunately, is a familiar presence in the community. Just for those who maybe need a refresher course or who are new to Goodwill, tell us a little bit about what Goodwill is, who you are, what you do on a nationwide level and here locally as well.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, simply put, we put people to work, and we do that in so many different ways. First, I start here locally. Locally, last year, we enabled training services and community services, work services for over 4,000 individuals. Nationally, we also do that for hundreds of thousands of individuals. There are 157 Goodwill territories in North America, and we're also represented in other countries as well. So Goodwill is really your beacon of hope for individuals who have barriers to employment. And those barriers might be a disability, they could be a lack of work experience, it could be a previous incarceration, any number of things. As my daddy used to say, you know, just live long enough and you'll have something that you have to deal with. Just come to Goodwill and we can help you figure it out.
I think your daddy hit it right on the head. And I have I personally, as we sit here, I know of two locations in Tyler. One is downtown on Locust Street. That's your original location. And for a good while now, you've had the Superstore on the south, on the west southwest loop. Any other locations in Tyler or elsewhere in East Texas, Longview, anything like that?
Yes, we have 15 locations, store locations, retail locations. And so there are a number of them close to the Tyler area. In addition to the one on Locust and the one on the loop, we also have the White House location. But we're also in Longview, in Gladewater, Kilgore, Marshall, Center, Texas, Canton and Carthage, as well as Henderson and Athens.
Okay.
And Palestine.
Oh, well, let's not forget. I used to work in Palestine, so let's make sure we put them in there as well. How do people connect with you? I guess there are any number of different ways that they can if they need your assistance.
They really can. You know, individuals can be referred to us, but they don't have to be referred to us necessarily. We work with so many different organizations and educational institutions in the East Texas area. And so they may come to us through those means. And we have several of our Good Assist offices, and people just walk into our stores. And our Good Assist offices are one-on-one basic benefit assistance. And so, for example, if someone finds themselves in need of food or food stamps, we can put them in contact with the food banks that are in the area, or we can also help them to submit an application to DHHR online, as well as submitting job applications and help them with resume writing and help them with any other services that are local, state or national that they might be eligible for, and this is a totally free service.
Mm-hmm. The question would be, what do you not do? And the answer, I think, is probably not very much. I mean, you really do cover the waterfront and have for a long time. How long has Goodwill been around? How long has it been in East Texas? You know that off the top of your head?
I sure do. Goodwill was founded in 1902 by Reverend Edgar J. Helms in Boston. And Reverend Helms then set out to establish Goodwills all over the world. So we really are a global organization. And we actually started in this area under the auspices of the Dallas Goodwill in 1965. And then 10 years later, the forefathers of Tyler decided that they could take over and handle it locally themselves. And so Goodwill Industries of East Texas was born in 1975.
All righty. It's 45 years and almost 46. Hard to believe it's this close to the end of the year. GoodwillEastTexas.com is the website. All the things that you maybe want to review after you hear this show or that we may not get a chance to cover today, GoodwillEastTexas.com. Lots and lots of information on that website. Now, your main office is the one downtown at 409 West Locust. A lot of people think of the superstore on the West Southwest Loop, but your main office is still downtown on West Locust Street, and you can call 903-593-8438 with any questions, or if you maybe want to make a donation or something. And then general at goodwilletx.com is the email address. Also, a couple of other addresses that we'll give out briefly. Amazon.com/shops/goodwillgoodstuff. That's for books, I believe you told me before we went to air.
That's correct, yes.
And let's see, if people want to donate books or buy books for your benefit, is that how that works?
Well, if they want to buy books, any donation can be just made to any of our Goodwill stores.
Okay.
And we take some of the higher quality books and we sell them online. So there are thousands. We probably have about close to 10,000 listings on that Amazon shops. And it's not just our books, it's also other Goodwills that are selling books as well.
Okay. Talking to Kim Lewis, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas, this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Also, one more website we'll give out briefly, shopgoodwill.com. That is for collectible items. And you can find all that information online. The best thing to do is just go to that GoodwillEastTexas.com website, and you can get all the information you're going to need, probably, just as a starter kit if you want to establish a connection to Goodwill. Any social media, Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
We sure do. We're on just about every social media outlet there is, so we have a wonderful Facebook page, so look us up and like us on Facebook, and you can find out about the color of the week in our stores and what opportunities and sales that we have. Mondays are discount days for senior citizens, and Tuesdays are discount days for veterans. So we want individuals to know about those. And a lot of times, you know, people wonder why we sell our items. You know, they say, well, you get this stuff for free and you sell it. Well, we sell it because that is what mainly funds our mission. Mm-hmm. All of the job training and job placement, the Good Assist program, the literacy program, Youth Works program, the reentry job training program, all of those things, our Good Tech Center that we'll talk about, all of those things are largely funded through the revenues from our stores. And we simply could not serve individuals if we didn't have a revenue means to do so.
Oh, okay.
So that helps us to grow. It helps us to serve in all of East Texas, not just in Tyler, Texas, but all of East Texas.
All righty. Let's get to some of the bullet points that I know you really wanted to touch on today. And as we go through these, people will learn more about some of the different things that you do. The first one, COVID business recovery efforts. And this is, I believe, where we start to get some of the good news about how you were able to turn that COVID lemon into a bit of lemonade. Tell us about that.
You know, you've got a way with words, John.
I've had a lot
you know,
of practice.
It's
and
it's
good guests.
It's wonderful to be able to provide some silver lining when there is a cloud. And so we continue to work throughout COVID. Our stores had to shut down briefly like other retail establishments, but our commercial services division, which serves other businesses, whether they're private businesses or state operations, continued to work because we were deemed as essential workers. And at that particular facility, we help individual companies to fulfill their products and their services to their clientele. And so that's fulfillment projects, that's pick and pack, packaging, item storage. We have contracts with Train. We have contracts with a cosmetic company, a craft making company. We have contracts with a large number of individuals. We have contracts with the Pillow Guy now, with Vanderlyn. So, you know, really some impressive contracts that are coming that we're bringing dollars and workers into East Texas for providing jobs for individuals, and it's such a wonderful thing. At that particular fulfillment center, we are not only training, but providing jobs for individuals with significant disabilities. So we have about 30 individuals with significant physical or mental or emotional disabilities who are working on that line. And let me tell you, they produce top-notch work, absolutely top-notch work. And that's why businesses seek us out. Our business in that division has grown by $1 million during COVID.
Wow. Okay, there's piece of good news number one. As we visit with Kim Lewis, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas Incorporated, I'm John Sims. More information, go to the website, goodwilleasttexas.com. Give them a call at 903-593-8438. Now, you have something called the Good Tech Academy, and another thing that's happened during the COVID-19 pandemic is that you've been able to accelerate the remodeling of this facility, which I understand is in your downtown location?
Yes, yes. You know, we have a great location here on Locust Street, and we have our headquarters, which houses our administrative offices, as well as a store right next to that.
Mm-hmm.
And this building has virtually not been touched very much since 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still had all of the beautiful paneling in various colors and the carpet and, you know, everything pretty much like a 1975 building. And so our board and I, we embarked on a renovation plan. And during COVID, of course, when we were shut down, that enabled construction crews to really get in safely and work on the exterior of the building and finish up the interior of the building. And so if you come by now, you will see this beautiful facade with, you know, the signage is nice and big. You don't have to wonder, well, where is Goodwill? Because you've got a beautiful sign there on the building.
Uh-huh.
And in addition to that, we renovated our former cafeteria, which was underutilized, and it is now our Good Tech Academy. And our Good Tech Academy has a cybersecurity lab. So we actually teach cybersecurity to individuals who are taking classes here. So we have our cybersecurity lab. We teach networking class, CompTIA A-plus training, Google IT professional certificate, as well as other digital skills. And it's not just the theory that you might get if you go to any of the institutions or training schools. We actually give the students hands-on training when they're in the class. Of course, during COVID, we went virtual. And we were able to go virtual 3 weeks after the shutdown. So our students did not miss a beat. And we still continue to teach those classes virtually, but students also have the option of scheduling time to come in to get their hands-on training. And then we also help them to prepare for the certificate and the certification classes that they, certification tests that they must pass.
Okay.
And then to follow that up, we have a placement officer. So we also help them to find employment.
All righty. And you tell us that COVID actually allowed you to do this remodeling project or to accelerate it because your store was shut down for a while and that kind of cleared things out to speed the process up?
Yes. Well, the store and the building.
And the building, yeah. Sure.
Employees home for a few weeks, and that enabled us to continue to, you know, to work. And if you notice around Tyler, I think a lot of businesses were doing that because construction crews were still essential. And so, they, you know, it's hard to work around people when they're in the office, but you can get in and get offices painted and get your sheetrock up and your ceiling tiles up and all of those wonderful things when no one is there.
All righty. So I've lost track. I think that's a good piece of news number two that's come out of the COVID pandemic for Goodwill and all the people that you're connected to. Now, you tell us, and kind of segueing from the cybersecurity piece into our next topic, you want to be leaders in IT training in the community. And one of the ways you're doing that, there is a Department of Labor grant of $483,000. This is to train women for the IT sector. And I know that's a real big topic for you right now.
Oh, yeah, we were so excited to be chosen, just one of five organizations nationally chosen for this grant. And here in East Texas, the Department of Labor recognized that we had the skill set and the staff that was capable of providing these kinds of services. So our focus is certainly on women, to put them in the IT sector, because they are an underrepresented population in the IT world. And our IT manager is a woman, Carrie Lindley, and she leads that department extremely well. And so we have a great staff of instructors and teachers that can work with the students and get them to the level that they need to get to. And you don't have to necessarily have had previous experience. So wherever you are, we can get you to the next step.
All righty. Another, and that grant is up and going right now?
It is. Okay. We are enrolling students right now.
Okay. Because the next one will actually start in January, and this is the Microsoft grant, $300,000 to help entrepreneurs of color and women, and I believe that will start next month. Tell us about that one.
Yes, super excited about that. Now, this is a new program, and it's a collaboration for us. We're going to be working with the Global Good Fund. And the Global Good Fund, if you remember, I was a Global Good Fellow in 2018,
mm-hmm.
and it is for social entrepreneurs. And they have developed basically an entrepreneurship boot camp. So we're partnering with the Global Good Fund to provide that to our community right here in East Texas. So individuals who either own a business or they're starting a small business and they're interested in really learning how to do that, they will have access to the curriculum. Not only that, they'll have access to successful mentors from around the world with the Global Good Fund who have already done this and they're doing it successfully. These are the sharpest minds that you can ever imagine, John. And they'll have access to these individuals as mentors.
Okay. Talking to Kim Lewis, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And just kind of recapping here, it is the mission of Goodwill Industries of East Texas, and I'm reading right off the website, Goodwill Industries of East Texas Incorporated, to provide skills training and vocational opportunities for people with barriers to employment, primarily talking about the disabled population, covering a range of disabilities, but also people who are disadvantaged in other ways. Once again, website goodwilleasttexas.com. Main office at 409 West Locust, and the phone number is 903-593-8438. Moving on to some other topics now, your stores, you have the one in Tyler alone, and I know you have them around East Texas. In Tyler alone, you have the one on Locust, the one on the Southwest Loop. You are open. Please come shop and save. Again, kind of quoting from right off the website. Business is down about 30%, but you're able to sustain, and you tell me that you've gotten some great donations during the COVID-19 pandemic, and there's a story behind that, too.
Yes, that's the number four win-win during COVID, because, of course, as individuals have been home, they've been cleaning out their closets, they're having to turn their dining rooms into at-home offices,
mm-hmm.
and so they have been bringing us items that they no longer need, or they, you know, have had the time to go through and clean out their attics and their basements and, you know, their garages and whatnot. So, but we've gotten some fantastic donations, beautiful furniture, great clothing items, all kinds of things. And we also have, in each one of our 15 store locations, we have a computer works department.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been online or you've been trying to get a computer for yourself or for your children who are homeschooling or they're just having to do more virtually now, the computers in Best Buy and in Office Max and those kinds of things, they're selling out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a hot commodity. So we've had a lot of people to come in looking for those things that they need for their home offices or for their children.
All righty. And also your e-commerce department is continuing to be up and going, and there's a button that you can click on the website to get there. Just wanted to mention that briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Moving more a little bit more deeply into one of the main topics that we talked about earlier under your business recovery efforts. Of course, you do a lot of industrial staffing, Goodwill, working to meet your fulfillment and production challenges. And I guess one of the main things that we want to get across right now, if you have a business and you think that Goodwill could help help you by providing workers to help you with your industrial staffing. A fellow named Todd Podizak is the guy that they need to be talking to. We'll give out a different phone number here. It's online, but it's at 903-593-2481. And Todd is the person that folks, I guess, need to call if they have a business and you think Goodwill might be able to partner with you.
Exactly, exactly. And Todd is really excellent at being able to look at the needs of the business and determine what services we can provide, what products, whether it is packaging an item for a business or some type of value add. So there are a number of items that we package. We package cosmetics. We package clothing cloths, cleaning cloths. We package yarn kits. We do what's called bay kits as well. We do pillows. We do now we're doing PPEs.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a number of items that we can handle, for those needs. And we have individuals who are extremely, extremely good at that job. We also make all of the highway delineators for TxDOT.
Really?
But the Texas Department of Highways. So when you're riding down the street and you see those HOV lanes with the pole that divides the lanes and it has the yellow and black or the silver and black reflector tape on it,
uh-huh.
Guess where those come from?
I only get one guess right. It wouldn't by any chance be Goodwill,
yeah.
Would it? Yeah, okay. Son of a
exactly.
gun.
Exactly, and we make all of them. So, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful contract that we've been doing for a number of years in conjunction with the state.
Wow. Kim Lewis, our guest this morning, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Again, website. Lots more information on there, goodwilleasttexas.com. Your Good Temps program, I think we referenced that a little bit earlier in the show, but that's a very interesting project as well. Tell us how that works and how things are going with that right now.
Our Good Temps is a temporary staffing agency. And, you know, as many businesses have experienced throughout the country and certainly here in East Texas, they've had to downsize. Some businesses have closed, and as they begin to reopen or just restaff or grow their businesses as we have, they're going to need employees. And we can provide those temporary employees that we hope will become permanent employees. So if you go to our website, you can click the little button under Good Temps and read all about it. But basically, we help you to fill those open vacancies within your organization for a very small fee. And the second part of that, which is the most important part, is that it gives individuals who really need a hand up, not a handout,
right,
but a hand up to get into the business and show you all the various talents that they have.
All right. Talking about the Good Temps program under the auspices of Goodwill. And again, all that information online at goodwilleasttexas.com. Secure shredding on the website. For anyone who isn't familiar, you have a full rundown of reasons you should shred your documents. And I think most of us are familiar with that, but still not everybody does it. Anything you want to say, just maybe in thumbnail form, about why it's important to shred documents and the services that you provide in that regard?
Well, you know, certainly in this time of, and it goes hand in hand with cybersecurity, you know, there are so many folks who are not on the up and up sometimes, and you want to make sure that your private information remains private. And we can help with that. We help a lot of businesses in particular, but individuals can bring us their shredding if they have a lot of shredding and they don't have the means or don't want to sit there in front of a shredder and do all of that. So they can bring us those documents. You know, Goodwill is the original recycler.
Mm.
We have been recycling since 1902.
Wow.
We've been taking those items, whether they were clothing items or household items, and recycling those and giving them a second life, new life. And then we do that for people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So individuals who want to start over. Mm-hmm. We also help them to find their passion and help them to find their talent and the tools that they need to start over or to start a new career.
Okay.
So we are the original recycler. We also recycle computers.
Mm-hmm.
So the refurbishment of computers that I talked about earlier that you can find for sale in all of our retail stores in the computer work section of the store.
All right. And there's some good information about the recycling piece on the website as well. Packaging, assembly, and manufacturing, that's really at the epicenter, I think, of what we've been talking about during the show this morning. If you go online, it talks about some of the different things that your staff in Tyler can provide, some of the services: assembly, kitting, fulfillment, pick and pack, packaging, repackaging, the list goes on. And then some of the great facilities you have at your warehouse located in Central Tyler. Long story short, it's obvious that you're very well equipped to handle that packaging, assembly, and manufacturing. Some other things that I wanted to go over. We've talked about career training. We've talked a little bit about GED literacy, which I think is kind of self-explanatory. We talked about Good Assist and the Good Tech Academy. Here are a couple of them that I'd like to get into a little bit more deeply. As we visit with Kim Lewis with Goodwill Industries of East Texas on In Focus this morning, I'm John Sims. One of your programs is called Second Chance for Her, and that rings a familiar bell. I think you've been doing it for a while. Other agencies have similar programs. How does it work at Goodwill?
Well, our Second Chance for Her is for women who have been previously incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference for women between men, and we also have a reentry program for men who've been previously incarcerated. But the difference for women is many times they have children, and they may or may not have custody of their children. There may be a fractured family system there.
Mm-hmm.
So it is helping them to also understand the needs of the family, understand their roles, and be able to cope with their new roles, re-entering the family, and that family reunification, which is so important to building up our communities.
And there's another one called Youth Works. Always want to take care of, you know, I had a guest on my show many years ago. It was another radio station, actually. She worked for a school district in the area, and she said all kids are at risk. And in one degree or another, I guess they all are. So we always want to include anything we can about that. How does Youth Works operate at Goodwill?
Yes, our Youth Works program is paid training. I'm going to repeat that, paid training. It's a six-week training program for youth between the ages of 16 and 24. And they can train in the retail sector, warehousing sector, and if they are over the age of 18 or older, they can also be certified in forklift driving.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great training, and it helps individuals that are that young just to get some work experience and also learn some soft skills.
Okay.
Employers are always telling us, that's what's needed, soft skills. How to come to work on time.
Mm-hmm.
How to communicate with your coworkers and communicate with your supervisor. How to dress appropriately for the job that you're doing at work. How to prepare for work if there's preparation that needs to be done ahead of time. And then we also teach them about FICA and Social Security and taxes and all those kinds of things that's going to come out of their check. And since they're getting paid, if they've never worked before, they will see that and be like, oh, well, who is that? And why are they taking that money out of my check?
Mm.
So they get to learn all of those things. You know, when you're young, people will afford you the opportunity to make mistakes. And once you get a little bit older, you know, it's not quite as cute to make some of those mistakes. So if they're going to make a mistake, make the mistake with us so that we can correct those mistakes quickly, and it can be a trainable moment for them, and they can proceed into a successful career for themselves later on.
Mm-hmm. As we get closer to the end of the show, a couple of minutes left now, Kim, I see on your website you have a listing of job opportunities. Also, how to donate, and we've talked about donations. You take all different kinds of donations, furniture, clothing, computers, financial donations, I believe, also welcome. I don't have it written down here. I guess there is a tab on your website or a button where you can make a financial donation on your website.
We sure do. Just look for that red button that says donate now.
Okay. So you'll take money, you'll take old couches and computers and clothes. I've donated a lot of clothes to Goodwill over the years myself. So certainly those donations are always welcome. About a minute left in the show now, Kim, and I just kind of wanted to quickly review. We've been talking to Kim Lewis, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of East Texas. And Just once again, the mission of Goodwill Industries of East Texas to provide skills, training, and vocational opportunities for people with barriers to employment, people who are disabled or otherwise disadvantaged. And I have actually kind of relearned in the last half hour the number of different ways that you do that. And I certainly have appreciated the opportunity to welcome you back and have you get us up to date. And the good news that's come out of COVID-19, too. I mean, that's kind of an unusual happenstance, but we're real thankful for that as well. Kim Lewis, Goodwill Industries of East Texas. We're about out of time, but thanks so much for calling in and visiting with us this morning. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Kim Lewis, Goodwill Industries of East Texas, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.